the evil, stupid conspiracy theory, the problem is that the conspiracy theory around the evil, stupid is that the evil, stupid people are usually part of a successful organization that has been in existence for a long time. In our sports ball, evil, stupid conspiracy theory, our four major sports, MLB, NFL, NBA, NHL, they are somehow all rigged by the people that run these organizations to generate maximum betting profits or whatever, and ratings and all that good stuff. And the people running these rigged organizations will screw up and leave their scripts laying on the ground for people to pick up and post to Google, but they never get caught in such a way that a game could be delegitimized and you could get a refund because you bet the wrong side. But it turned out the game was rigged, and we've admitted it was rigged. So now you get a refund because you weren't betting on a fair and square athletic competition, which is what you signed up for. You were betting on a WWE-style performance. And it has yet to happen that we've caught that. Strangely, even though, again, we keep finding these scripts online. I remember it wasn't the Jake Paul-Anthony Joshua fight, but it was a fight before that where someone claimed they found the script of Jake Paul's next fight. Which, yeah, they didn't. I think I went over that on the ancient podcast of Ellen Sarge, because one of the things in that alleged script was that a guy's eye was going to swell shut, which it's really hard to fake a swollen eye. You really got to take one for the team and catch a lot of punches to the eye and have your eye swell shut, or have makeup applied to your face in the corner to make it look like your eye swelled shut. But the point of the evil, stupid conspiracy theory is that these people are doing the thing they're doing, yet they are evil and stupid also. And this is the problem, because in this situation, evil becomes a synonym for smart. And there you have the issue that you are now dealing with a smart and stupid conspiracy theory, which makes no sense. It is the sign 8 of Umberto Eco's Signs of Fascism, that the enemy is at the same time both too weak and too strong. And this is the fracture point. This is the failure point of the evil, stupid conspiracy theory, is that the evil, stupid people pull it off. They get away with it. My favorite evil, stupid conspiracy theory is Mortal Error, that claims a Secret Service agent accidentally shot Kennedy in the back of the head from the follow-up car with an AR-15, and then they got away with it. And just think about that. That conspiracy theory would have involved maybe a dozen Secret Service agents, maybe. And somehow these guys, these 12 morons, one of whom shot the president in the head in broad daylight, but then he and 11 of his buddies managed to browbeat the Dallas doctors at Parkland, the Dallas police themselves, many of whom saw the assassination happen. They were in the motorcade when the president got shot, and they would have seen the Secret Service agent pop him. And that they get all browbeaten in the silence. Every eye and ear witness is browbeaten in the silence. All evidence, all visual photographic evidence of the shooting of the president by the Secret Service agent is somehow altered or destroyed. They smuggle the body out of Parkland, tricking Lyndon Johnson into letting them do this. And then when they get to Bethesda, where they intimidate the doctors there into not doing an autopsy properly so they can hide the fact that they killed the president. Then when the House Select Committee of Assassinations does some sort of testing, I think it's like radioactive, I don't know the exact terminology, but basically they use some sort of analysis to check all the fragments of the bullets that were in Kennedy's head, and they tested them, and they all came out as the kind of same fragments he would have found in a bullet made for a Meinlinger-Kirkano rifle, not an AR-15. But obviously those Secret Service agents were able to fuck that testing up so they could get away with it some more. So there is your conspiracy theory in how it doesn't make sense. Because on the one hand, you have a group of people so stupid that one of them pulls out an AR-15 and accidentally shoots the guy he's trying to protect in the back of the head and kills him. But then they're so powerful and smart, they're able to hide that fact from the American people forever. They've pinned it on Oswald and they got away with it, which is amazing. This is the greatest evil and stupid conspiracy that has ever existed. And this is every conspiracy theory that you deal with that involves the Illuminati and all that good stuff, is that it all boils down to evil, stupid, and it all makes no sense that it's evil and stupid. Because on the one hand, you have allegedly the people that have ruled the world for thousands of years, if not after Christ, even before Christ, the Illuminati ruled during the Roman Empire and all that kind of good stuff. Yet this thousands of years old satanic death cult that's enslaved humanity for its entire existence and civilization, they can be exposed and defeated by a bunch of idiots on the internet who have collages of celebrities covering one eye when taking photographs, which shows the hidden truth. And boom, there you go. Illuminati, totally real. Nailed it. Got you. Figured you out. Symbolism will be their downfall and all that other stuff. And that is, again, the evil, stupid thing. These people have ruled the world forever, yet they couldn't rig the voting machines in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, even though they were rigging the voting machines in California, which means nothing. It has no impact on the election at all. And they let Trump sneak one over Hill Dog and become the president. Oops, doopsies. And the same thing with Kennedy. And if you are kind of merciful towards Reagan, Reagan was another mistake these idiots made. And yet somehow these people that have ruled the world for thousands of years just keep screwing up and letting people sneak into the presidency when they don't want them to. And when they do 9/11, they leave all these clues for Alex Jones and the rest of those schmucks to find. But they don't get caught for it. They never get actually called to account. They never get arrested. They never get put on trial. They never get exposed for what they did on 9/11. It's just you and your friends who know the secret truth of what happened on 9/11. And that makes you feel smug and smart because you know what really happened. You outwitted this evil, stupid conspiracy theory. You were able to see what really happened and how those bumbling buffoons did the bad thing, but they weren't able to fool you. Oh, no, you're a special boy. Oh, who's a special boy? Oh, let me pinch your cheeks and tussle your hair. You smart kid, you sure showed the New World Order who the man was. And that's what's so gratifying about this conspiracy theory, is that you beat it. You won. You're the best. And they're so powerful. They run Hollywood. They run the entertainment industry. When Trump's not the president, they run the government. The bad people that secretly rule the world and have enslaved humanity, they do all that stuff. But you, the moron on the internet and your moron buddies, you cracked the code. You figured out what they were really up to. You got ahead of the game, and now you can tell your family and friends and everybody else that gets within earshot of you of, I am the truth teller. I am the knower of knowers. I am the seer of seers. I expose the New World Order for the terrible crimes they committed. And everyone can look at you and go, well, you haven't, because they're still around, still criming, still doing bad things. And then you just sort of have to say, well, we're getting around to it. Patriots in control, watch the water, and so on and so forth. And that is something that Q did bring up. That is something that Q leaned into to further the arrogance of the in-group against their enemies. It's in a lot of the Q drops. These people are stupid. It's a thing that Q liked to say constantly to remind his audience that we're smarter, we're better than them. And Q would state that these people are sick. And that we are up against pure evil. Q loved to frame these things that way. And so you have the evil, stupid conspiracy theory inside of QAnon itself, that we're fighting a monolithic evil that is terrible, but also incompetent. They don't know what they're doing. That's why Trump's five steps ahead of them. That's why he's dunking on them constantly. That's why he's beating them so badly. And that's why the Great Awakening is inevitable. And very soon the storm will be upon us.